Call the meeting to order. It's 5:02 p.m. on April 16, 2026. And we will call.
Commission members present. Brenda Rickenbacker.
Here.
Sarah Sunderbicki.
Here.
Bob Martin.
Here.
Stacey Dillon.
Here.
Visitors present. Dallas Moore. Rebecca Gilmore.
Here.
Don Patterson, director.
Here.
Tammy Simmons, assistant director.
Here.
Kate Walsh, special events coordinator. Tyler Tulliger, recreation services clerk, senior.
So I assume that Brenda has been the council vote?
That was through the schools.
Or just the schools. But the council didn't have to okay it?
Yes. Is that correct? Dallas and I checked this morning. Okay. And Lisa confirmed that the school board just had to.
Oh, because Sarah had to have council?
Yes. She was mayor elected.
Okay, just one clarification. So we have to officially welcome our two new members.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And then we have to approve the minutes from February 12th since we didn't have a meeting in March.
I mean, I can make a motion.
Somebody second?
You're the only one.
I guess. They can't do anything yet, or?
They weren't here for that.
They weren't here, you're right. I will second that. I was here. But they both can vote now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The report. First report in the packet is the 738 account. The Senior Center Trust Fund. Any questions on that report?
And obviously, since the budget passed in March, I started spending a little bit of money on programming and stuff now, and we're starting to grab all that, so you're seeing some money and stuff.
If there's no questions, we can move to the next report, which is 235, the Parks Revolving Fund. There's a lot of activity in that account, and when I give my report, I'll go through there. But our first tournament is this weekend. Youth baseball and softball has started, so we had to get the fields ready and get supplies and things like that. So that's where the money's coming from. There's no questions on that account. We'll go to this 261 beautification account.
Oh, money's rolling in, and money's starting to roll up. I'm already starting to... we're obviously got the starting to open POs and stuff. We're paying for the mom cuttings that we've been here in June. So most of that stuff, and then getting the fungicide and stuff ready, getting into the gardens when we're ready to start.
That's the first thing they put in the garden over there?
No, actually, the sweet pea from last year, they put it on. The sweet pea is in. So when he goes to till that up and get it ready, honestly, that's going to be a burn question. Ask him what he puts in to begin with, but he will have some chemicals to put in. And then once he does get them in, he has to put something called CalMag in, and he does that almost right away. So, yeah.
So what'd you say about sweet pea that's put in at the end?
Sweet pea's put in, the end of your, put in at the end of the year. Every other year, because it has to have time to be able to do its thing in the soil over the winter. We've tried to do it in the spring before, and it was too dry. The one year we did do it, and it just, he was out there watering all the time. So you have to put the sweet pea in the fall before the next year.
Okay.
Questions? We can move on.
Can I give you a question?
Go ahead.
Since we're new, can you kind of give us a short, brief explanation of maybe what the what these categories are about, you know, like, and where you put the sweet pea, where is this thing?
Well, you're not gonna find specific things like, you know, sweet pea or whatever. You've got different line items that carry different meanings.
No, I mean, oh, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, I saw just.
Oh, you're on the wrong page. Okay, so
So I can kind of break down.
I'm
like
just saying in those general things like the revolving fund.
Yeah, I can break that down for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
We have several different accounts, more than we should, just because we absorbed like the whole beautification used to be its own department. We have a account, our 101 account, which is the general fund. Then we have a 221 account, which is all the sports complex only. We have a 235, which is the parks revolving fund, and that's pretty much any and everything that we do for the parks. Mm-hmm. We have a 261, which is beautification only, which is mainly like mum fest and actually beautification,
flower beds,
trees, down trees, things like that. And then we have a 738 account, which is just for the senior center.
Okay.
So most places that you usually have like a park account and a recreation account, not all these. Well, yes.
Okay.
The one thing I wanted to add, Brenda, was with funds accounting.
Yes.
So you can't use the money in beautification over at the sports complex. Mm-hmm. When we think of like our home accounts.
Yes.
My grocery can become my night out.
Yeah, and sure. And what you find in the dryer is yours too.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So, but in funds accounting, that's why there's so many funds.
Sure.
And you have to only spend out of that what you're allowed to on those
things.
Now you're allowed to move money within that fund around sometimes. So you can maybe have money for like professional services, and then maybe you need it for an event. So we can contact finance and have them move that money in that account to different fund lines, but I can't use, again, like she said, I can't use money for beautification. For
sure. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Has the senior center fund been discussed yet about if the move happens over there? Like, what happens to that?
No.
How that affects that?
No.
No discussion at all?
None at all.
Cool. Thank you.
I got some ideas if you want to talk about it. I mean, I've been in rec forever, and it's like, okay, all right, we've got this empty space. Let's have a real estate company and market off and see what the value is. So, and maybe that money comes back into that in that senior center fund, or we use it at the other place or something. So, you want to talk about it? We can talk more about it.
TRDD towards this?
No. I mean, the last update I had was from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there hasn't been anything from last year.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the drawings recently.
You have? Are you on the...
The mayor showed them to me.
Okay. Do you have Monday meetings or...
No.
Okay, Monday.
I mean, everyone knew that we was moving before we did. Yeah, mm-hmm. Switch.
Where are we moving?
To the old First Merit building.
City Hall.
And that will be all the administrative, and then they're going to expand the old municipal building a little bit to the west. There'll be a new front. You won't go in the old front of the municipal building. There'll be a brand new front that supposedly will look kind of like the same architecture, and you'll enter through there. Mm-hmm. A little bit of that grass will be taken up that was from the Kiwanis or whatever that building was. Is that the Kiwanis?
Masonic
Temple, yeah. Okay.
Are we done with the budget?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have discussions for approval. First one is the back to school bash.
So as I understand it, a bunch of churches are coming together to do this back to school bash. They did it last year at Tuscora Park. So this is kind of like the second year that they're doing it. They've done other things in the past.
Well, it's the first one.
Right. You guys are all involved.
You're all involved. Let's speak. Yeah, you're good.
So I am with multiple people on this application. There's somebody named Margie as well that's with a different church, other than the H. Holmes Church. Gage's church is, I believe, Victory. It's on 31st. So they're going to be using Tuscarora Court. Provided a lot more detail than normally requested as far as the certificate of liability insurance and sound and whatnot. Any questions?
Are they just asking for approval or they want like B-Wave or?
Oh, I apologize. It's like Anna. Sorry, there's been a lot of different applications lately.
They just need approval. They don't, they're not actually getting B-Wave or anything.
Not that I know of. He said that we just left the fees with them afterwards, but I didn't receive any written application asking for the fees.
Okay. Yes.
So you need them to vote and discuss if they want to approve, correct?
Want the church to vote.
Okay.
A motion to approve it?
I'll make a motion.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest, we've not really had a fee assessed to all of these events because they've been community events. So I'm just throwing that out that we haven't really done that. So I don't know if we want to discuss that or just waive it because it's a community event. I don't.
That's why I asked if they wanted to fee waive. Usually they'll.
They didn't ask, but we don't normally for these that are community, the local, we've not. I couldn't tell you the last time we've. Or just a fee for it. So I guess we need to make sure that we also specify that we approve it and that we approve the waiving the fee as well.
So you should do waiving the fee
first. Yeah, however you want to say what you
let's,
waiving the fee.
Let's waive the fee.
And then have them, you know, say we'll accept the application.
So I'll make a motion to waive the fee.
I'll second the motion to waive the fee.
In favor?
Aye.
There we go. Any opposed?
And then the second one to accept the application.
Yeah. Okay. Who's making a motion?
I'll make a motion. Okay.
And
then I'll second.
And
then
all in
favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And when is this? Oh, July 21st.
Okay. I'll talk about the second one.
That's the Dino Olympics.
The Dino Olympics.
Oh, sorry. Dino.
Same thing. Basically what this is, the library, separate from their May event that's been approved before, this is separate. They're looking to do a Dino Olympics. The reason why I had them fill out a permit form is it's a nice day. They would like to do it outside on the green grass area in front of the gazebo. They would only be using the green space there. Otherwise, if there is rain, they still do the activity that they need indoors in their library just because it's in the park. And again, community coming to it, if they're, from my understanding, that everything is in there, again, it's with people who are signed up for that program from the library in regards to that. You guys already got the application before, so I don't know if anybody has any questions in regards to it. I will state that are with the library, especially on their other applications too, because the library, they again, we're not charging at the event, they're not fundraising or anything like that in regards to this, so just know that. So they would be asking for a fee waive in addition to also approval of the application, just to be very clear. So, Stacey,
you have a question? Yeah, do they need an insurance or anything like that since they're using part of the park? Like the liability or insurance or no? Like how they did. I guess I have to read.
Well, so after it's approved, you guys, what happens here is any of the safety plans or whatnot, the safety director would be
the one to reach out. Okay.
Confer with and all that. I guess the first thing would be if there's any other questions. I can try to answer them. If you guys feel that you're understanding of it, then we can go ahead down with the two motions that's possible.
Really quick. This is just their, it is just their group.
Yeah, okay.
It is not open to the public. So there is a separate difference. when there's just a group, a certain group, they have so many people, they're responsible for that group. When it becomes open to the public, then we talk about all of the insurance and liability stuff, because that becomes open to the public.
Any other questions or questions? So I guess the first thing would be in regards to if we could have a motion to waive the fee.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then application, are we approving the application?
Yeah.
Somebody make a motion?
Make a motion.
Make a motion to approve the application.
And second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we're going to have to waive these fees every time officially?
No.
But most of these are library, not like churches or nonprofits. I mean.
And they might not even use it, you know?
Yeah. But again, we have it. I think we have to come up with a policy to figure out what it is if it's not. Say a church or the library or whatever.
Or if they're charging to attend.
If they're charging for an event, usually there's been before, then you're looking at charges, what has been before. If there's a no charge, usually the fees have been waived depending on the type of event it is. Yeah.
Or you could do a straight $10 application fee.
We just need to make sure if that's what we want to do, we can put it in the application fee and policy, you guys approve it, and then that's what we start signing out as. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Next one, also going to be talking to. Service agreement for Jumpstart Sports. Just to preface, law department has already looked at this and reviewed, and they have said basically, and that comes to you guys to approve at that point, but they've already done due diligence on this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this is for us to be in agreement with Jumpstart. They put together programs for the youth for like sports camps and et cetera as well out there. So they, again, it's like a contracting situation.
Yeah.
But again, everything has been looked at and reviewed by law and they're okay with the contract. So it just has to come to you guys. And today is the meeting that I do need an answer on it. Because unfortunately, I've been delayed on.
And I'll explain a little bit further detail. There, we're kind of using them, as a subcontractor, pretty much they're going to be running programs for us. So instead of the money coming out of our budget and we paying people to do it, we're splitting a percentage where they keep money, get most of the money, and then we get some too. And then they take all the registrations and all that stuff and they run the program.
Similar to the previous program. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done it in the past. We just did it with a different organization or company.
So with this one, the only thing in regards to this is a motion to approve of the contract, the agreement of it. And again, from here, it would then move on to the mayor's office because the city of Arlington going into the contract. So.
Most of these will go to legal before we see them?
Yes.
All service agreements and contracts have gone to legal before they see them. And this has already been approved by the
law. Right.
Okay.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve the application.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the Jumpstart Sports Service.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we have the next one is Lake Ann Prayerwalk. Rebecca Duper is here, so if you guys have questions or anything, she is the best one to speak on this. If you want to give a little bit, Rebecca, you're more welcome.
Thank you. The first Thursday of every year. The first Thursday of every May is the National Day of Prayer. So this would be my third time trying to do the first Saturday after the National Day of Prayer as the Barbarian Prayer Walk. So what it is are signs like this. So picture of like a yard sign.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 10 of them that I place around the lake, and they, but it's just for different points of prayer. So not how you should pray, but what you could pray over while you walk. So schools, and then, you know, what you're thinking of for that, the students, the teachers, the you know, people that help, our safety forces, our community leaders, etc. And then Sam Bogart offers to do the music for me because he does the music for the Parks and Rec Department, and he's been plugging in at the visitor center. We're not selling anything. I believe there's a part in here where it says the mosh pit has not broken out of the people park around the lake. It's just a nice event for them to come walk around. So that's my application.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in the past they have been able to waive my $50, but we were hard pressed for the money. I'm also happy to pay it. So I'll leave that to you guys.
Okay. Any other questions for Rebecca in regards to the application? None. Since it was brought up, discussing of the fee being waived, if anybody would like to motion that?
I'll make a motion to waive the fee.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Aye. Okay, so fee is waived, and then we have to do the application approval. So I'll need a motion for the approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the application.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Last one is attendance at the National Parks Recreation Conference 2026.
I've gone the last 2 years. The commission has previously approved up to two of us to go every year, but I've only been the only one that has gone, and you all have been missing out on a great experience. It's helped me professionally a whole lot. And I don't have to go. Two of them can go, but I think someone should go. It professionally helps. I've spent a life parts of it, and Tyler's new at it, and for a new full-time position, so I was just trying to get approval. The registration opens in May, and it kind of gets sold out real quick, so that's why I put it on.
Is it in the budget?
It's in the budget.
Okay.
In the budget. Yes.
Question, how many training events does Park and Rec go to? Is this an only...
No, we
use
this is a once a year. The national, we usually go to the Ohio Parks and Rec event.
Okay.
I just went to one, actually it was a great experience down in Columbus, where we toured all of their parks and their facilities. And then I usually go to one in the fall, the leadership conference in Columbus. But then they go to some smaller, you guys have went to this training, senior center conference.
But to clarify, it's within the year. The OPRA, which is the Ohio Parks Recreation Association, that's one of every year, yes. Of us, just depending on who can go do what's available.
Sometimes
anything from one for a person to maybe two or three.
And some of that includes training like stand-up paddleboard or OBEC or archery or stuff like that. We're always looking to improve what we can offer the community, and going to these trainings is what does it.
Sure, absolutely. No, that was my question.
Yeah.
I know there was a little kerfuffle about it at the end of last year. So I'm just trying to explain to the community and everything that they are necessary.
Yeah.
And how sending multiple people can be a good thing.
So the Ohio Parks and Recreation Association, OPRA, which is the one that was discussed the most.
The one that was called Kalahari. It was just at Kalahari.
I know.
So that one does bring together all Ohio Parks and Recreation. Now, the other ones necessarily aren't all the Ohioans. It's more specialized for certain things.
Okay.
So that one is good to come together for that, because there are different organizations and you get more information connections and et cetera. That's how we got some grants, understandable knowing, and then also some programs and software that we've been able to incorporate. Now, for example, the ODNR is free for us to do the training, but to go there for stand up paddleboard when we offer that and stuff too, that was more specialized, and we had that one for certain individuals each year. So we have to, not everybody went to all. I just want to clarify that.
No,
some people might assume the whole staff's going to every single one. That is not the case.
Sure. So I guess also, the OPRA that is a statewide one, essentially. So it could be beneficial for two or three of you to go to that.
Well, we all used to go. And it was, it has classes. They have several classes, and it has different categories. So like they have stuff for directors, they have stuff for special events people, they have stuff even for our maintenance guys. Like a lot of places, they're maintenance guys. There's people on commission come sometimes. They have classes for commission.
I was gonna ask you
this. Yeah.
What is the cost for?
It's they have group rates and then they have individual rates. So just depending on who goes, because they have awards there too. So some they have projects and some of the, like a whole commission or the mayor will go, you know, to the award presentation.
In the beginning of the year in February.
Okay.
So that's what kind of kicks off the year. Mm-hmm. And then there are other ones throughout. Those ones are more diversified on different classes and stuff being taught, where some of the other ones are more like for example, stamp paddleboard, you're only going there for one certain thing. Oh, yeah, so it's specialized. Or like her archery was very specialized to only that. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the difference. I also know some people say training. There is specialized for program activity, and there's the other ones that are class, knowledge, connection. So maybe that helps clarify.
I guess my overall point was kind of like, you know, police and firefighters have constant training to learn and do better.
Mm-hmm.
Our parks department has training opportunities to do, learn and do better, bring more opportunities.
I see.
As a group, all of us, we all went to different trainings. We didn't go and sit as a group and have fun, the three of us. We would pick, the four of us would pick, I'm going to this one, I'm going to this one, I'm going to this one, I'm going to this one. So then that way, we could take everything that we learned from all of those and come back to the table and sit down and talk about it. So that we wouldn't be like, well, Tyler and I are going to go sit in on this one, on this and that thing, and we're going to sit there. We didn't waste our time, and we didn't start us up. We did it strategically so that we could make sure we could get the most out of it and bring the most back.
For sure.
Tammy, that's what I was just going to say. I'm like, that's why it's beneficial, because you could go to a class, you could go to something, you could teach her, hey, this is what I learned in this class, this is what I learned in this class, you know. So.
And if you're in a professional organization, you understand those type of conferences because you go to them, you know what they're like. The problem is not a lot of people understand what professional organizations do.
Thank you.
I don't appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Right.
So when it comes to like the awards and whatnot, they could like even nominate the Monk Festival for a specific event. That could be an award, but we've never done an application for that. With that as well, we could give a class on how we run the Monk Festival.
Yeah.
So we could even have that opportunity for Marvin to get out there. With these classes, we actually, like, sometimes they put you in groups and you get to talk to each other, you get people's business cards, and you get to work together. Then you're like, oh, I came up with a charcuterie event at my work. Oh, what did you do? Oh, I came up with a great band event. So there's all this networking. So I personally, like, it was my second time going year before last year, and I learned so much. I'm so appreciative for that experience. But I was able to go to a class where they were doing what they had did to support the community. And this one, they had a Rainbow Bridge Memorial for Bills. So I was like, oh, how long is that from? Yeah, we have a pet event. So, like, we ended up doing the Haunted Hound dog event. And then with that, we had a woodshop make a huge bone. And I had time for the public to come out and sign the names of their past pets. And I cried the first time that we brought it back because I didn't realize the community would come out and support that. And they showed up. So, like, it was super important. The pet owners had ones that were crying and because they were happy that we were doing this. Mm-hmm. So it, to me personally, that meant a lot. And then to the public, that meant a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that from that event. But honestly, it's fantastic to go.
And the networking is so important to us because sometimes Barbara is not the center of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Right.
So there are other places that do things. And if we could see what we can do and bring to our community, if we just stay in our little bubble in Barberton, we all know what's going to happen. So
And meeting professionals and other directors. I know when we had the shooting at Tuscarora Park, I called the director up in Cleveland.
Right.
I called the director in Cincinnati. I knew they had shootings before. How did you handle it? What did you do at the park?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good.
And
you all are actually, everyone on the commission has memberships to the Ohio Parks and Recreation Association.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get the old members swapped out and get you all
into.
They send monthly emails and things like that.
I get them.
Yeah.
But I will say too, they also try to talk about like the trajectory of things going as well. Like this past year, I heard about AI. You know, but that kind of looks like it's either with the times or not. You have to at least be in the know whether you're going to be on it or not. But some of the things they brought up, for example, was if you're going to use it, a lot of municipalities that are looking into it, it's like, what does that look like and certain sensitivity of data and stuff too. So it is not just what's current, you know, it's also trying to think of what's coming up as well. But yeah, but we use that resource to ask about, you know, what do you guys do for other things too, and have to make connections there. Yeah. And even our water department, my department, have actually looked at other communities as well for information. But hopefully that clarifies. I know we spent a little bit of time on that, but hopefully that answers your question. And then if anybody else didn't know, then they answered
your question. And hopefully you can take that back so people understand. No.
We're not just going to Kalahari.
Because honestly,
I've never been to the Galaxy. I've been here, but I don't have time.
That's all I'm doing. That's not going to go to
Kalahari. So we all go to those four, so that the second time we've already been to those, that's our team.
So,
that's it.
So,
they're like from
1 to 9
a.m.
to. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
almost there.
I'm not trying to push you guys off topic, but in regards to the discussion and approval of attendance of the NPRA conference, I guess you're now looking for
approval.
For how many? Like how many?
For at least two people.
Okay, and what do you have budgeted for?
I have enough
for everybody or two?
There's
or
enough
two?
For everybody if they wanted to go, but
well, let's go.
In the past,
that's right. At the moment,
yeah, they I've been just
picking myself.
Like, it was just Orlando. I was the only one that went.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, time.
That's why it was hard. Okay.
Well, just approval for. I mean, we can leave it for staff or put a number on it.
I mean, I'll make a motion to approve that the staff who can go. You know, okay. I don't want to put a number on it because you said it's budgeted for.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put
up to four people.
Up to four. So we could do it up to four.
Up to four.
Okay.
That way it's not an indefinite number. There should be a number attached to it.
Due to availability. So make that motion.
Due to bill, okay.
So you guys are stating that, you know, attendance for the NPRA conference in September, that up to four people as budgeted due upon availability of the staff, you guys are looking for a motion to approve that, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
I will make a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the next piece I will discuss because I've been doing pickleball for a long time.
We're going to be on this right here.
But I just have a little issue with this. Mm-hmm. I don't mind them having something, but we were thinking about maybe a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Not actually almost, this is almost like dedicating clerks to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fairly new courts, and they're here. So my opinion, I think it would be better to dedicate a bench instead of putting a plaque on
and
the courts.
Can I make a clarification on this from my understanding? This is they already had this made without prior notification to the parks department or committee. So this picture is of a already made. Currently in hand with them signed. So just to clarify, that's not just a draft. It's already made.
So they already have it like ready to
correct.
Hang.
And I have this phone number.
Well, there's a bench right there by the pickleball course. There's actually two benches. I could possibly talk about our maintenance guys putting that, depending on the weather would be on a bench. So maybe our guys can put it in the bench instead of actually up.
Like, how big is this?
It's bigger than this.
Okay, so it's a little plaque thing. Like you said, you could put it on a bench.
So they just did it.
There was no prior consultation.
Basically, when he walked in, he was like, hey, can we put this on the fence?
Oh, they wanted to hang it on the fence.
Yes, they didn't understand that there was a process.
Yeah, you can't just...
If it looks like it's about a foot by a foot from the size of this thumb here, That's what I was guessing. Is that close, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think that's too big to put on the fence?
No. I mean, it's just, if we go this route, I mean, I just, more.
Yeah, that's
coming.
What I was worried about.
Like, I've just been down this road.
Yeah.
People putting up plaques and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I don't.
I guess to that point, I just walked Lake Anna last weekend, and like all the trees, black. It's kind of, they're overgrown and not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a different thing, but yeah, you're gonna be black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, as to Don's point, it might be like, well, is this just potentially the Magic City Pickleball's, you know, court? Yes, they use it, but you don't also want people not to feel welcome to have the courts too.
Yeah.
Well, what about if you said there are two benches there? Is there concrete there where those benches are yet?
Yeah.
What if there was a post with this sign on it, and that area could be dedicated in appreciation of the
That's
cousin.
A good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can hold it for more discussion.
I would hold it.
Okay.
Because
we need to get with him and tell him.
Yeah, maybe we can have the actual physical plaque here the next meeting and just table it.
Right.
You said they're going to the library.
Yes. They're very active. They contact me all the time.
To Dallas's point, it's not in memorial of anybody.
In appreciation. Appreciating them for finding, for being the founder.
Starting the club.
Not the field, not paying any money to be on the court or paying any money to upkeep the court at all. It's just, this is our club, and we want to say thank you for having our club here at Puff Park.
So is the issue that we just don't want this on the fence? Because then you'll start. But I feel like if you put anything up, people are going to want it.
Right.
Whether it's a bench, whether it's a, you know what I'm saying? And so.
Well, with our bench program,
we do let.
I mean, it could be.
There's an application.
And thank you.
Okay.
To
and do they pay for that?
Yeah, they pay for it.
Okay. And then it's the standard size that you approve.
It's
not like, here's my sign.
Right.
So honestly, I wish they would talk to us before they made this.
Right.
We could have recommended putting this in a bench
through
our style.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess, John, on this, I guess we have to know what we're doing next.
We make a motion to table it or for further discussion.
I think they should come in, I think they should be invited to come in.
It's a motion to table and invite to the next meeting, which would be in
May.
So I guess, do we have a motion to table and have this discussed at the next meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Yeah.
On favor?
Aye.
And then the last thing is the shelter and gazebo contract, which is already. It's already been through law, so.
Okay. Tyler's going to speak on the shelter and gazebo rental policies, and also law department again our disabled.
So with this, we ended up going back and forth with staff probably about 3 or 4 times to make sure that we had this the way that it would read correct to the public. We were using a different format for rentals, and it was paper. Now we are using a website, so people can book rentals on their own, which is Amethyst. And with that, we haven't been able to open rentals until it's approved, because people that have permits, they have to know what they're signing up for, basically, when they're starting to plug in. So we went over this with Lisa in the law department, and this is what we came up with, along with her help. So if there's any questions, please let us know. We did add a few more rules than the original policy, like basically that we're not responsible for the weather or wildlife. That's one that people are like, it rains, I want my money back. And it's like, if you're in nature, I'm sorry.
Right.
But, yeah.
And I clarify, if you guys look at the top, it looks very similar. One says shelter, one says gazebo, and that's why there's a difference. Just to clarify, they're all one together, but it's two.
Now, with this as well, we do have questions that are still up in the air, kind of about baptisms and religious things. So they're not allowed in the water, because nobody's allowed in the water unless it's our department or the fire department. Or the city. So with that, baptisms technically are not allowed at the moment. But for weddings,
I don't think that's ever going to be approved anymore.
Because we used to do that, and we used to say it was okay. But also last year, somebody did it without asking us. So, it was on Facebook.
Just need a motion to approve.
So basically, with the shelter and gazebo, again, there's two separate ones, but they're basically similar procedure, you know, on them. If you guys have looked over it, are there any other questions on them? There are no questions at this time. We have a motion to approve the presented policy procedures for shelter and gazebo.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The last piece is final question. Mike was used the sport part several times. But we've always had problems sometimes with other people logging in to and the other thing is, what if you don't have like a debit or credit card? Can you come in and
pay
by cash?
Mm-hmm. Cash.
Yeah.
They just like what happened to us that was those before going out.
Okay.
So that way we can make sure the permit is in the computer and is assigned.
And then, so,
and then the issue is active, just please contact us and we'll walk you through it.
Okay.
I'll start with my update. First update is the dugout at the complex. Finally got everything together for that. I think next week they're going to start working on it. It was hard to get three quotes, but I got them. Second thing, I already mentioned the tournament's already started. Well, they'll start tomorrow. Will be our first tournament, and we'll have a tournament every weekend through July at the complex.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new vendor that we're working with at the concession stand. Hopefully, we'll get more revenue this year. He has food trucks, ice cream trucks, so he set up and make more money, have something on both ends or whatever. So that's the complex. McCaffrey Park, we got a little project going on with HUD. They're doing some work over there in that neighborhood, and they reached out to us. So they've already put down concrete pads for the fields there, the baseball and softball field. And then we're adding new benches there. Our youth baseball and softball plays there. And then we're also going to add some more fencing down the foul lines by the woods, so the balls won't go in the woods.
Okay.
Can
you clarify,
it's
Habitat for
Humanity,
right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You have to have
that.
Yeah,
that's all.
Good catch.
Was there a timeline for the benches?
We're working on it right now. They poured the concrete pads on Monday. The vendor that we were supposed to get the parts from, he actually called and apologized to me this morning about not being able to get them and not responding back. So I called another vendor, and I was in my last email, him and Eagle were going back and forth. So hopefully we'll have the parts by Monday and the benches will be in. So as soon as I get the parts, they'll get installed.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I gave him a quote for the fencing, and the fencing will be $3,000, so he's getting that money so we can get that taken care of. And he's also fixing the fencing in the outfield that's leaning over by the foul pole. They're going to lift that up and replant the foul pole too. Tuscora Park fence has almost done the Edgewood fence for pickleball. The reasoning is the fencing is just way too high. And we have an issue. I talked to Jeremy in finance, yesterday. They're not on our insurance policy for some reason, the actual fence for the courts. So he's going to make sure the adjuster comes out this year and actually put that in the policy. Because that's like a $20,000-$30,000 mm-hmm. project that should be covered. Mm-hmm. So a quick fix, and I've already talked to the people that that are doing the fence, that will possibly do the fence at McCafferty. They said they can actually cut the fences down half to 6 feet and just put the rail over it, like it's there's 6 feet, and then our guy can actually cut the windscreens because there's a seam at 6 feet, and then we can just reinstall them. So. So that's what's going on with that. And then you're seeing they're just doing contracts. I got waiting on my vending contract for the complex, but just going through a lot of policies and procedures. A lot of stuff has been going on for directors beyond me. And we're just kind of, it was just passing the same contract, the same contract, the same contract. Now we've almost given every single contract we've had to the law department, and we like redoing it and making sure everything's up to date.
Okay. 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 You guys got my latest newsletter that hasn't even been sent out yet. We've started back in traveling.
Oh, can I catch you? I didn't talk about Harder.
Oh yeah.
I almost forgot. Harder Park. They're making that Sunflower Park. I don't know if you all knew that. And they're having just like kind of like a walkthrough and discussion this Saturday. From 11 to 1, if anyone wants to attend.
Oh, that's fine. We ramped back up with traveling and trips with my seniors, so that means I'm in and out of the building, things you can see and look at all the things that we do. Just still programming everything the same that we do, trying to keep them busy, trying to keep them out in the community or here doing stuff. We are currently in Mind Challenge. Mind Challenge is an outside group that comes in and does a trivia thing with them, and we're hosting again this year. I've got two full teams, which is nice because I started out with four people plus me 4 years ago. Now we do have two teams of six. I probably will be one of the six if we can make that work. And again, it's just fun. I got 60, 70 people coming from other communities and other senior centers.
Cool.
The organization runs it, but they come in, and I have those people in this building. And honestly, I don't know how many of them Monday said, this is such a nice facility. So obviously they're coming from other places that do not have what we have and how lucky we are to be in this facility. Mumfest updates, cuttings are ordered. I've got most of the entertainment blocked off. We're looking at trying to find out whether or not they do this traveling wall, which is a history of the United States. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. We're trying to find a place around the lake where we can do it indoors because the library is closed on Sunday, so they don't want to come for one day. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at either St. Augustine's or this church that's across the street. Right now, the discussions with St. Augustine's look good, so they may be able to do it in their gym outside of church times, but at least mm-hmm. have it indoor so that that can be advertised as part of the Mumfest Entertainment. It's supposed to be really a really cool thing. Of where they can make this and configure it, and it just like tells the history of the United States, which is kind of awesome. Yeah. I do have the military. I had the military museum here from I forget where they're from. I can't think of it now. But they're coming back, so that will be back. Flags will be back around the lake like we had them a couple of years ago. That guy's coming back. Everything is being geared towards the 250
celebration.
And the celebration. Flower beds. All the flowers have been ordered for all of those. I've got money coming in from that, so that all my sponsorships from the flower beds are coming in. So they'll be here in the middle of May. The lawn cuttings will be here in the middle of June. I'm three, possibly only two vendor unit spots away from being full for crafter vendors. So I'm done. I'm not advertising for anything. I don't need any more. And once I'm done, I'm done. So it's full. I work on my food vendors and my commercial vendors. They have till May 1st, but I usually kind of sprinkle them in. I am actually waiting on sponsorship stuff so that I can get that stuff out to my sponsors for the Mumfest. So I'm waiting from the law department to okay that stuff so I can get that stuff out. So that's another part. I think that's it.
So our adult volleyball league is done. So I don't have to be there like on Fridays right now. But I do enjoy it. We've done that That's actually my first project when I came in. Mm-hmm. So I've grown it from 2021 with four teams and yet up to 8 teams this year. There's actually two more teams that are interested for next year. But that has completed and we have finished that for at least until next winter. We had our Easter event. It went really well. Again, we do things indoors. I know, Rob, I don't know if you want Bob to talk on anything. I know you were here at the event.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. But we had, you know, some people bring their young ones and they're crawling around on the floor too, getting their eggs as well. And we've had a lot of families who have come multiple years as well too, and I really appreciate it. Again, there was a lot there for them. So it was a well done event. Next, we also, if you have not seen, I know the city of Barberton, social media is where everything is posted for us in addition to their site. But seasonal applications have already been out currently, and we do take seasonals in the summer. So those applications are being currently accepted by HR, and those have been out and publicized. So they're going through the process of all of those. Coming up on Saturday, April 25th, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday, what was formerly known as Barberton Take Pride Day is Barberton Beautification Day, the cleanup event. So again, that's also been publicized on the city of Barberton. That's where it has to be at, so it's been publicized on there. So we'll be doing that next, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Since tonight was approved, that service agreement, thank you. We can now go ahead forward with all the other programs and actually get those publicized out because unfortunately our hands were tied until we had this meeting. We don't go ahead with any of that. So the contract will now be pushed to the city so that we can publicize out our programs. Oh, we're looking at T-ball, soccer, pickleball, flag football for youth. So we will have all that information out again since now the service contract has been approved. Mm-hmm. Again, helped Tammy out with her senior newsletter. So we all, just to kind of, for those who are new, we all help in regards to her programs and stuff there as well. And she helps us with our things, and so does Dawn, everybody. So we all work collectively together, so we kind of cross each other there. But next thing will be Bumfest volunteers. Again, we'll preach every single meeting. We're always looking for those volunteers. So That has been open since I had that the week after Mumfest last year. I have it up still. So you have the link on there. And again, if people want the link to directly to them, come to me and I will give you that link. Currently, I actually do have 3 people who have signed up since then. So great. I just need people to get involved. To kind of give some emphasis on that, I'm going to give a little speech on here. Is Sunday last year, we had a lot of people signed up. Saturday and Sunday are our 2 days. Mm-hmm. I understand that some people might have commitments, but unfortunately, homecoming, we have no control on when that is. Mm-hmm. Last year, it fell on that weekend. Mumfest is always the last full weekend in September. Our vendors know that. Everybody knows it. And also the site of Fest and Orange the week after. So last year, even though I had the best number of people signing up, the ones that actually showed up on Sunday was very small. So actually 3 of us staff members I know had like signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and other stuff as well. And just because of all that. So to help combat that, we really need people to really advocate for people getting involved, signing up. And it's really, we don't ask for too much. We have 4-hour shifts. But again, the more people we have, the easier it goes. I know Dallas, some other people were there too. If there's less people, it feels like a lot more work. The more people we have, the easier and the more fun it is. But also, it gets out in the community. It's been around for 36 years. So that's my little spiel. Please get people. Okay. Sign up and ask. If they need them, come to us, great. If you have groups, send them our way. We are looking at doing the summer ice cream social that we did last year, get people to sign up. And we also do a training, too. Once we have that approved, flyers and stuff, we will get that to you guys as well.
Genius is where it's at.
Sign up Genius is the link, yes. But again, if anybody wants the direct link, we can give it to you. It's ready to go and people can sign up on it. And again, with Mumfest, we'll be working on that digital map and everything we can in regards to that. Again, vendors know that too. And then stuff coming up, we're we're just kind of waiting to see what's happening with the service director so we can discuss with stuff in September in regards to the Labor Day parade and all that. So, again, right now there's not a new service director at the moment. Safety director. So, again, once safety director is put in there, that will be one of our talks just for those who are new to the board.
Okay, so we normally do a small fundraiser for Acme Cashback Receipts. A lot of businesses and nonprofits do it. So we end up doing it for the Acme Adult Center. Today we were able to pick up the check. It's $150.86. That's how much we got back. And that's a huge total for us because normally we see it like $96. So it's improved over the past years. And that goes from August to February each year. So I was curious, seeing raffles around the community, I reached out to Lisa Miller to ask if we were allowed to donate a signature on the membership to like a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have anything to do with the raffle part, because it's Parks and Recreation, Act Adult Center, we're not allowed to participate in raffles. But with that, we are allowed to donate like up to 2 memberships a year. And so the monetary value is $25 or $30. And he also gave me a way to track it, so we would just have to make sure that we keep track of like who would win it and whatnot if they came to reclaim it. So that was kind of interesting, so that we could also partner with the community in that aspect. Purple Paw Party is coming up July 18th, 12 to 2. Currently, we have 7 vendor confirmations. We're still looking for more vendor services and demos. We have 1 demo, which is Pabst Dog Service. We sent over 280 emails out to businesses and services and vendors asking for their participation. And so far, I've had 7 confirmations. Concerts, all the spots are filled. We've added an extra Wednesday because there's an extra Wednesday in September. The law department is currently working on our contracts. They've been super helpful when it comes to that. We just have to get that process because it's coming up.
So those inquiring about a schedule, mm-hmm. until law has approved mm-hmm. those contracts, we cannot release a schedule. So I know there's been a lot of questions on that. Mm-hmm. So just...
We'll release it as soon as we can.
Yes.
So the bands, either they provided their contracts or we have our contract. Our contract is pretty much getting completely redone. So that's also what's taking a little bit of time. And then their contracts, we're making sure that they're approved. And then as I understand it, the mayor will have to sign for those contracts. I can double check on that if needed.
He does.
Yes.
Okay. And then also Dan Bogart's contract for sound and lighting is also with. She's also redoing that one. So we're still working on food trucks. The postcard is ready. I just have to plug in the food trucks. We're waiting on sponsorship forms as well. Normally we put who's sponsoring the concert series on that as this is what you're sponsoring kind of thing, and that list of names out there. I met with Main Street. Super exciting, and it was totally awesome. I have a better understanding of who they are and what they do, especially after watching their live video. I kind of didn't understand what their purpose was in town, but now that I get it, it's just awesome what they're doing. So we can basically help each other out and make sure that things go smoother, and it makes more sense to do that. And then I also attended their event organization board meeting as the Parks Department and as myself. And we were able to see what they have going on, and then we can also say, hey, like, this is what Parks is doing. So that was nice as well. I did Sense of Adventure yesterday with the seniors, and it went well, but there was a little bit of confusion. So Sense of Adventure is meant for Alzheimer's and Dementia Month. So I wanted to play on the senses, so touch, hearing, smell, all those sight, sound, and we did some different things that they weren't really expecting, like how to find things on the map, and then also using air dry clay, stacking things, doing patterns. We also did a guided meditation, and I think it went well. It just, I had some hiccups, but they'll have fun. But I mean, it was fun. We have another one coming up, so it'll be taste and smell. So hopefully we're going to sample some gelato with that one, and then we'll also be making beaded bracelets that are starting to use. Thank you.
She did a very good job, so don't believe what she's saying about it. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, and they enjoyed it, and they about fell asleep for an hour.
With the next meeting, appoint positions for the commission, like chair and co
co-chair, or did we, or is it automatically?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
That's something we'll have to come back with. I would say table it for next meeting. In the past, it's been when there was five, but I would say don't do right now with the uncertainty. Let's double check on it first before anything is
forward today. That's what we have to do. It has to be five.
I do have a few questions.
Okay.
The splash pad, do we know when that opened? There were
it's always Memorial Day through Labor Day.
And are we anticipating it being
yes, fully functional? Yes, it's, you had a ton of work in the fall, so it should be fully functional. But we'll
remember,
see.
Please remember, and please pass this on, that splash pad is almost 20 years old. It's not even supposed to be continuing to run. So if we had it go down and we have to fix it, we have problems with finding parts for it anymore. So if we can have that understanding, that yes, it should be open. Yes, as far as everything, you know, was last year, it should be fine. But there's always that little bit of but because. So please pass that on.
It's like the plumbing. So some of the features have been updated on the outside, so that might confuse people. But the plumbing, think of like more of a water structure.
Yeah, to be honest with you, probably next year's budget need to be a new restroom, a new pump room for that splash pad.
Yep.
That restroom is like got a fiberglass and it's falling apart. And if you go, I mean, it's better, but the manifold is made out of plastic. It should be steel. I mean, it needs some attention. So I believe next year's budget should have a new restroom and a new pump room for that splash pad.
And every other day, it seems like it gets vandalized.
Yeah, so, the bathroom down there, we have discovered that somebody took a hammer and actually broke the door. So now that's going to be a huge cost to replace that one bathroom. So.
And the only other question, and this might not be the main question, was with the restrooms at Newton Park, because of the soccer that's happening, I was told they will not open until it's consistent. We're having games and stuff down there.
It's, well, in the past, that's been the case every year, and they I think every week they just kind of they have a priority list they've been going through. But in the past, soccer has provided their own portage on there until they opened. So I don't is there not one down there this year?
Well, to my understanding, portage on is new this year because it was.
No, it's the last 3 years. Yes.
Okay.
So they'll get it open as soon as. I mean, this time of the year, everything's wet. It's growing. I mean, it's rough for them guys, but they have a list. I know the complex is like number one.
You still have the people to maintain them.
Yes.
Like,
put
the weather.
Well,
yeah.
Whenever well, we still don't want pipes to
freeze.
You
yeah.
open it.
We still have like cold night. I mean.
Yeah.
Last they're winterized in a certain way.
Yes.
Closed down. Okay.
So if you think of like when you have your hoses and such, you're not going to use it when there's potentially cold weather and stuff. So when the winterization happens, they until we know the cold weather is again done, then that's when they start opening the bathrooms. So that's the hard part. When Ohio has these warm weeks and then snow the next week.
Yeah.
Well, I put my snow brush in my car away last weekend. I just wanted you to know.
I'm not
jinxing. So
I still have mine in my car.
Is there anything else?
I got a procedural question. So do we try to say every meeting who's in attendance, visitors and things?
Mm-hmm.
And do you usually announce it? I just haven't really listened.
Or one of us is here, as long as one of us is here. It'll usually be her if she's here.
Yeah, she'll kick off the meeting, and then pretty much after
we the roll call, we'll say who's here.
Yeah, and then it'll kind of turn over to whoever.
You guys, because then you guys will do the, you'll have a motion, and then, you know, whatever. Since I'm obviously
all the favors. Even all the favors.
We'll figure that out.
So kind of like what I was saying, Jen, hey, do you have a motion to approve, and so on and so forth.
That'll be all you. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be visitors.
Yeah.
I like you guys doing it.
He kind of likes doing it, obviously.
And so, is it a rule that we have a council person here? Is there a council person that's assigned to come to these?
He
represents us on council.
I'm technically a committee member, but I'm not a council member. commission board member.
Oh, I wasn't sure of that. Oh.
Well, yeah, I can't remember what the verbiage is.
Parks Committee of Council?
Parks Committee of Council?
Well, but there's like a specific, like, I'm on the commission, but I'm not a voting member of the commission.
Okay.
The parks person on council.
And it's been different. I've had members that was here a lot, and I've had some members that wasn't here at all. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But a meeting can be run
without
with the commission.
Yeah,
right?
As long as we have three.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Three here.
Yeah.
Okay, because we could really use some good PR.
Right.
So I'm kind of.
100%.
So you need to add, like, you were asking, getting a lot of information from them about these committee and these events they go to and these training things.
You can see all the hard work that they do.
I just
want to make sure.
I mean, I'm amazed at how much work they do. I hope you see that.
Yeah, and I've been here for 5 years, and I was just, like, shocked when I first came in. I'm like, all the work that they do, and I just feel like people in Barberton do not appreciate them. Like they should.
I don't think they understand what they do, and I can tell you that I did not understand.
So you had a 3-hour meeting.
A 1-hour meeting for 3 hours.
This is just a little bit.
So you've been in.
Still, I'm probably only this much of an understanding what they do.
I know, but as you get it, you gotta have our back. The social media out there is tough these days, as our former members found out.
Right, and luckily I'm not on social media, so I didn't have to see all that stuff.
I just want to say one thing. Everything I hear about the parks is always good.
Correct.
Everybody tells me how much they love the parks. I'm not social media. I can care less.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with social media, it's really one person doing all the complaining, and it seems
like. I know.
But everybody that tells me about the parks, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They really love everything you guys do.
Yeah.
I do not hear anything bad that people tell me personally.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
You know, I love everything for my kids that you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Well, even my kids did their camps in the summer, and they loved it.
I mean,
so
my kids did the trips, the little day trips, and good times.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
going
to
motion to
adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting was adjourned.
Oh yeah.
6:11.
Thank you.